Hello, welcome to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. I'm Brett Van Heekeren. Thank you so much for your company. This week on Alt.80s, we continue our look at influential debut albums and, closer to home, two Australian debuts of importance. Melbourne band Hunters and Collectors' 1982 self-titled debut and Perth-based band The Triffids' 1983 debut Treeless Plain. Both albums brought an originality to the Australian post-punk-dominated alternative music scene that was largely reactive to the UK music scene. Hunters and Collectors' funk rhythms and heavy bass lines connected the band with UK acts such as Gang of Four, Shriekback and A Certain Ratio, but the addition of a horn section offered a freshness not seen in the Aussie scene. So original in their approach that major record label Mushroom Records specifically formed a new alternative label, White Label Records, and signed Hunters and Collectors to launch it. The Triffids, like many of their peers, were initially motivated by British punk's DIY approach to music and messaging, but chose to flavour their music with fundamental ingredients that would define the Triffids' sound, which featured echoes of the kind of artier side of punk fleshed out with a bit of country, folk and blues, of course infused with Australian-tinged lyrical tensions. Their debut, Treeless Plain, is regarded by some music critics as one of the best indie rock albums of its day. This week on Alt.80s, we take selections from both influential albums. We open the program with tracks from the debut from Hunters and Collectors. Formed in Melbourne in 1981, Hunters and Collectors became an integral part of the Australian music culture through their unique songs and sounds and, well, legendary pub gigs. They evolved from an experimental post-punk funk collective, with up to a dozen members at times, into a streamlined and visceral rock and roll outfit that made a profound connection with audiences right across the country. Originally influenced by krautrock and the productions of Connie Plank, Hunters and Collectors' early music featured very abrasive percussion, noisy guitar and driving bass lines, producing a very tribal post-punk sound, which was exemplified by their debut single, Talking to a Stranger, which they released in 1982. The band would eventually recruit Connie Plank to produce two of their early albums. The band's name came from Hunters and Collectors, a track on 1975's Landed album by German krautrock group Can. Hunters and Collectors quickly earned a reputation as the next big thing, and the band to experience live through chaotic, intense live performances. So highly regarded, major record label Mushroom Records specifically formed a new alternative label, White Label Records, and signed Hunters and Collectors to it, a label they stayed with for their whole career. Their debut self-titled album followed quickly and was produced by the band with an engineer by the name of Tony Cohen, who was a very influential Sydney-based engineer-cum-producer. It peaked at number 21 on the Australian Kent Music Report albums chart. The album put a focus on brilliant instrumental sections featuring everything from massive brass section to, well, an empty gas cylinder. It was released as a double album, despite only consisting of 8 songs. Such were the length and complex arrangements of the tracks. This is Hunters and Collectors. We'll be right back. Two tracks from Hunters and Collectors, Talking to a Stranger, their debut single from that album, and Alligator Engine. You're listening to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE, and this week, two influential Australian debuts. We're currently listening to tracks from the 1982 self-titled debut for Hunters and Collectors.
Thank you.
Two more tracks from Hunters and Collectors, Skin of Our Teeth and Boo Boo Kiss. The Hunters, as they became known, disbanded in 1998 after a less than successful attempt to take on the UK and European markets. But despite lack of overseas success, they became one of Australia's most important acts. Hunters and Collectors matched force with sensitivity, playing physically punishing music with intelligent lyrics that audiences shouted to the heavens. The Hunters left behind a legacy of great rock and roll moments, memories, and a proud catalogue of recorded music, including 9 studio albums, 3 live albums, and numerous EPs and singles, on a journey that took the band from esoteric art funk innovators to Australia's greatest pub rock exponents. This is Alt.80s on 2MCFM, and we move on to our second album for this week, The Triffids' Treeless Plain. Formed in Perth in 1978, with key driver of the band David McComb as singer, songwriter, guitarist, bass guitarist and keyboardist, they achieved some success in Australia, but greater success in the UK and Scandinavia through the 1980s before disbanding in 1989. The Triffids' debut album, Treeless Plain, released in November of 1983, was critically acclaimed, described as a magnificent, muscular piece of work that pounds out simple, powerful rock songs. One of the best indie rock albums of its day was also a claim by one music journalist. But no singles were released from it. All tracks for Treeless Plain were recorded over 12 Midnight to Dawn sessions at Emerald City Studios in Sydney in August and September of 1983, with the Triffids producing. The album, named after the treeless Nullarbor Plain, an Australian landscape that the band members experienced firsthand during their journeys across the terrain. The band spent so much time travelling the 3,972 kilometres between Perth in the west and Sydney on the east coast of Australia. David McComb estimated that they'd made this trip between 12 and 16 times. Esteemed Australian music writer Clinton Walker described the album as a remarkably mature, muscular yet sensitive statement, and was probably as broadly as successful as any Australian indie ever has been. The Triffids had a markedly retro feel at a time when many bands were striving to sound as new as possible. As David McComb shrewdly said in a 1984 interview, "The more you try to sound modern, the quicker you start to sound dated." Let's take in selected tracks from the Triffids' 1983 debut, Treeless Plain.
It is a gift from me to you. understand. Sand in your eye and sun upon your back. Next to you, my love, well, all colors turn to black. Hold on, pony, it is a gift from me to you, from me to you. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
kisses like rain. please don't drag me back to Roseville underneath your creaking bed. No, and no hatches under there. No pleasantries hatch overhead. I left. What was left? Don't make me say those words again. To satisfy a whim, I left too much kept under ice. Don't go and throw up again. I left. What was left of you? What was left of you? Could not be kept. I warned you, I would. Take me, please don't take me, please don't take me, please don't take me, please don't send me back to Roseville in between your knuckle bed where I turn my back on life itself. I could not tell it wasn't dead. I left. What was left of you? What was left?
Three tracks from the Triffids' debut from 1983, Treeless Plain. You heard Red Pony, My Baby Thinks She's a Train, and Roseville. You're listening to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCFM. And this week, two influential Australian debuts. And we're currently listening to the Triffids' Treeless Plain. Let's take in three more tracks.
Let's not talk about love. That is just something you feel.
Place in the sun.
Three tracks there from the Triffids' 1983 debut, Treeless Plain. Well, in late August of 1984, the band relocated to London, where Treeless Plain and follow-up album Raining Pleasure had been issued by the independent Rough Trade Records to critical acclaim. Success was confirmed when they graced the January 1985 cover of the very influential UK magazine NME, which predicted it would be the year of the Triffids. It was in the UK where the band recorded what is regarded as their finest achievement. The 1986 album Born Sandy Devotional ranked fifth in the book The 100 Best Australian Albums by musicologist Toby Creswell. In 2008, the Triffids were inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame. And according to music historian Ian McFarlane, the Triffids remain one of Australia's best-loved post-punk groups. You've been listening to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. For more alternative 80s music, join me again next Tuesday night from 6 p.m. on 2MCE.